Well, this is a long time coming, and we are pretty excited about this. Rarely a day goes by on the program where we don't hear from the incredible violinist and music director Angèle Dubois. The Quebec star has enjoyed a career that has spanned over five decades, starting at the Montreal Conservatory of Music and Juilliard stateside, then her years in Romania before returning to North America. She's picked up countless awards, sold over 600,000 albums. Works from her discography have been streamed over 150 million times. In over 100 countries. She's a virtuoso, a passionate musical communicator, and a brilliant leader. For the last 25 years, her ensemble La Pieta has been touring and recording and landing atop Canadian and international charts. The all-female group has put a focus on modern composers like Max Richter, Ludovico Einaudi, and Philip Glass. Film and television scores have been an important part of the repertoire as well, and more recently, a pointed focus on female composers like Rachel Portman and Rebecca Dale. For Angèle Dubois, it is La Pieta's 25th anniversary, and the ensemble has released a new album titled Elle, a record entirely conceived of, played, and composed by women. It's Angèle Dubois' 46th recording project and one of many with Analecta Records. The group will be here next weekend, Friday, February 25th at Kerner Hall, 8 p.m. as part of the 2022 season. Angèle Dubois, our absolute privilege to have you here on the program. Welcome to the Oasis.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
I want to start with a quote from you. Music must not be the prerogative of the elite. It belongs to everyone. These words by Telemann have been my motto for a very long time. What fills me with joy is knowing that my music is there with you, both in everyday life and in the special moments. You really believe that connecting with a large size of an audience is vital for you.
It is. I'm seven of an eight children family. I'm from countryside. Right. Music came into my life very naturally. Everybody was playing music in my family. And I discovered very, very young that there was a lot of prejudice about classical music. You know, people thinking, oh, I never studied. I don't know anything about classical composers or music. And then I realized, why are they, you know, putting those barriers with classical music? You know, music is emotion. Of course, you can have your own taste about what you like to listen to, which instrument you prefer. I hope it's violin. It's the most beautiful one. but really, it became my motto because I thought, no, it's not fair. It's just emotion and go through the music without any barriers.
It must have been joyful to be in that large family and have all that music around you.
Oh, yes, it was. Sometimes it was cacophonic.
Sure. A lot of sound.
Yeah. A lot of sounds. And mommy saying, well, it's time to go out for your practice. And, you know, some discipline, of course. But music has always been, you know, part of my life as long as I can remember. And music has been fun. You know, my first teacher I had at the age of four, he gave me the most important thing you have to give to a child, just the joy of playing music. And I received that. So it's a gift for life. Yeah.
We have a lot of fun playing your virtuoso recording, which shows off a lot of your works with chamber orchestra, with symphony works, duet, solo, and so on. But in the 1990s, you dreamt up your ensemble made up of only women. And here we are 25 years later. What do you think of that decision and what it accomplished for your music? I think it was very important from a cultural and gender political level, but musically, I think it had something to say, too.
Oh, yes, for sure. Well, I started my career very, very young. And I started like as a soloist. I was traveling by myself, being invited by orchestras and traveling all around the world, playing mostly by myself with my violin, playing all those concertos, sometimes also doing recital. So traveling with my pianist. And I have to say that after 20 years, the solitude was starting to be heavy to bear. So
and a lot of men, I would imagine.
That's funny. So I came back, you know, after those many, many years, and had this project of recording Vivaldi concertos, but I wanted to play it as the way it was done at that time. So playing the solo and conducting, if I can say, at the same time. I knew a lot of great orchestra, Canadian or a string orchestra here around, but they were all coming with a conductor. So I said, well, there's no choice. I have to make my own group. And without thinking of anything, I just started to put some names on a piece of paper. After three, four names, I stopped and looked and I realized that first names that came were women. I thought, oh, what a great idea. Can I go up to 12, which was the number I needed for those Vivaldi project, and very easily it came. Everyone, you know, say every woman said yes, and I thought it was a great idea, because first, you know, as a woman, of course, time has changed a lot. But, you know, one of my first critic I received as a soloist when I was young was, oh, she plays so great. She just plays like a man. And it's true. It was written that way.
Wow.
And there was not a lot of women doing, you know, a career. My generation, it started, you know, if we think of Anne-Sophie Mutter or Victoria Mulova. So yes, at my age, we are starting to see, you know, more and more soloists bubbling here and there in the world. But before, you know, we can count on one hand, you know, Ginette Neveu, or very, very few recording of women. So to get this ensemble, I thought it was first a lot of fun, great. As a soloist, I had my place. As a musician that loves chamber music, it was my place also. I'm always a big fan of color of sound, you know, to go into the color, but also texture of my sound. And now with La Pietà, I don't have only my violin. I have a big instrument, which is called La Pietà. So many instruments I can play with. And I'm very proud to say today that Pietà, for now many years, but we have our own sound, our own signature, and you know, I'm a fulfilled musician playing with that group, La Pietà, now for 25 years.
I think you can hear that sensitivity and that passion and that love and that energy put into the music over all these records. And if you're just joining us, violinist and music director Angèle Dubeau is with us, her ensemble La Pietà, celebrating 25 years with the release of the new album Elle. And Angèle Dubeau and La Pietà at Kerner Hall a week tomorrow, Friday, February 25th at 8 p.m. Tickets for in-person and live streaming available to you at the website rcmusic.com. Angèle, whether it's been Immersion, Pulsations, Ovation, A Time for Us, Blanc, the entire time I've been here with the program, one of those records has usually been sitting at number one on our new Classical FM Top 20 chart. An incredible body of work, so prolific. Tell us about this 25th anniversary album. What did you want to accomplish with it after you've accomplished so much?
Well, yeah, it's true that the L is my 46th album, and it's a big number, and I must admit I'm starting to be impressed myself. But I ask myself, how can I mark those 25th years with La Pietà? And of course, the answer came through music. Like you said, it's an album conceived and played and composed by women. So I went into a lot of repertoire, I should say. I don't know how many hours of listening, collecting, you know, works that speaks to me. It's always the same thing anyway, for Elle or for any other of my album. You know, it's always music that speaks to me. You know, I always choose with my goosebump. It's my first thing. If I feel that I have something personal to say with the music, that the music speaks to me, then I'm convinced that I should bring this to the public. So with no limit of choice, I went through this repertoire, and I went with my my instinct and my heart, my enjoyment, and it became 12 different composers, and I should say, everyone are with their unique signature. I went for modern composer music that is actual and in the present, like I'm doing for mostly last 15 years, except for one, because there was this exception of Hildegard von Bingen, which I thought she's a 12th century visionary composer, and music that I've come down to us, so probably one of the first woman, and I thought this music has aged wonderfully. So this clin d'œil is made to Hildegard von Bingen, but for the rest of the collection of this album, I really went to composers, women that live in the present. So it was important for me, and you know, there's. The choice was huge. If I look to the result now, you get, you know, Elena Kat Chernin from Australia. You have Rebecca Dale. Rebecca is a young composer that I discovered many two years ago or something like this, and I wrote to her, you know, I say, well, I wanted to express how much I love her writing, and very, very quick she came back to me and say, oh, well, can I ask you to play this piece Liberami from my Requiem for my mother, and I said, oh, of course, and I'm interested in winter. So I went through also a lot of speaking and sharing with those women composer, and it was really a joy for me. So I like Rebecca Dale, like Rachel Portman, mon Dieu, yeah, Jocelyn Pook. There's Lera Oberbach, Isabelle Waller-Blige, Carolyn Shaw from the States. There's three Canadian. There's Anna Sokolovic with Girandol. There's Julie Thériault. Julie Thériault, who wrote this wonderful piece called Transmutation. And there's also Katia Madzisi-Warren. That's a special project. I call Katia because I wanted to do a... I should say it's an idea that I have cherished for at least the past 10 years. This joy of building a bridge between my violin and the Inuit throat singing. Since, you know, the Inuit Inuit tradition has been, you know, handed down from mother to daughter, I thought that this L project, this woman project, was the perfect place to for this mixed of partage, of sharing, of culture. So Katia wrote this wonderful piece called Mémoire. It's for strings, piano, but there's three soloists. So there's two throat singers, Lydia and Nina, and myself with my violin. And it's great to be able to just make with music this link between traditions. So as you can see, it's a very, very huge choice of selection, and I'm very proud of it.
And you should be. And I think what I've enjoyed about the record thus far, listening to it a couple times since it just was released, is that it does stand alone. It's very much its own project. It's got its own tone and energy throughout. And we're going to get a full preview coming up on Friday, the L album at Kerner Hall, but along with those compositions from women, a collection of composers that you have become so famous for interpreting, Ludovico Einaudi, Max Richter, Glass, Arvo Pärt, Olafur Arnalds, really celebrating this record, but the last 25 years as well.
Yes, it was important for me, of course, to make a very good place for this L repertoire. But thinking of 25 years, I had to look back too few of those composers, like you said, that are so important for me as a musician. So it will be really a wonderful evening, and I'm looking forward to play. Kerner Hall is a wonderful, wonderful hall. I love the acoustic over there. So it will be with great joy. We will be celebrating the 25th anniversary.
I have to ask you, I think he's going to be on the program in a couple of weeks, Ludovico Einaudi, he's got his new record out this year as well, but your performances specifically of his music, so beloved. I mean, what's the relationship there? Do you two ever talk, or how does that work?
Well, as before, you know, this first portrait of Einaudi I've done a few years ago, it started with a list of works that I wanted to do. And it's incredible to think, but if I say that 8 years or 10 years ago, almost nobody knew about Ludovico Einaudi and
true.
How he's this mega, 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 mega artist. So at that time, I started to collect, you know, works of Einaudi, and I was speaking to musicians or my entourage. Nobody knows about him. And I'm saying, oh, you see, he's wonderful writing. And so I got in touch, of course, with him. And I sent him my list, my shopping list of works that I wanted to do. And I said, well, since I'm doing a portrait on you, maybe I forgot, you know, one piece that you should add or anything. Do you have any comments? And he said, well, it's funny. I'm coming next week to Montreal. So let's have a drink together. So we had a drink. We had a moment to share musically. And he really gave me carte blanche to do this portrait. And he thought my choice was quite nice. So it became this portrait. And from that on, of course, Ludovico Einaudi now is on almost, I should say, all the program I'm doing on stage, because people are waiting for Einaudi.
Of course.
Especially for Experience or Life. There's a hit that people are asking for. So
it's a nice relationship there.
Yeah, oh, sure. And speaking of Italy, I don't know if you know about that, but after this concert in Toronto next week, I'll be flying to play the on March 5th and 6th to the Chiesa della Pietà in Venice, where everything started 300 years ago, where young orphans and illegitimate girls were studying the music under the direction of Vivaldi, and this orchestra of memorable Pietà was playing at this church. And for the 25th anniversary of La Pietà, I thought it was a great, great thing just to bring back La Pietà to La Pietà. So it's something I'm really, happy and febrile about doing. And this will be just following Toronto.
It's nice that we can feel confident to make those types of trips right now. And Angèle Dubeau, really special to have you here. I feel like this has been a long time coming, and we're so glad that you took a few moments with us. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for all the wonderful music over the last 25 years with this ensemble.
Thank you.
Violinist and music director Angèle Dubeau and her ensemble La Pietà celebrating 25 years with the release of the album L. They perform at Kerner Hall a week tomorrow, Friday, February 25th, 8 p.m. Tickets for in-person and live streaming at rcmusic.com, and the album L available for download and streaming and purchase. Let's listen to that new recording right now.